Tefillah for Life, Shir number 97, Thursday, Parshas Vayetze. The bracha after Shaloi Osani Oved is Shaloi Osani Isha. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He did not make us an Isha. And the question is an Isha a second-class citizen? What exactly are we thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? And the Mefarshim explain, because an Isha is not chayev in all the mitzvahs that an Ish is chayev in. An Isha is not chayev in any mitzvah that is man grama, that the time causes the mitzvah to come. And therefore we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity that we are chayev in all the mitzvahs. And we have to understand that there's a message over here. Because although an Isha has the opportunity to fulfill those mitzvahs if she wants to, but it is not on the same level as if a person would fulfill the mitzvahs that they are obligated to do. Because as we see in the world, when a person is responsible to do something, it is much more difficult to do it. As opposed to when a person feels like he's doing something out of the goodness of his heart, it is much easier to do it. So Avodas Hashem is about being subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we fulfill a mitzvah that we are not obligated to do, that's a beautiful thing. But that's not true avdus. That's not true subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Real avdus to Hashem is a shibud, is a responsibility. I have to do these mitzvahs. And that is the purpose of this bracha. That is the message of this bracha. To appreciate the fact that we have a responsibility to do mitzvahs. And from there we can extrapolate to any responsibility that we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person shouldn't feel confined that he has to serve Hashem. Because the obligation to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the essence of what avdus is. And we live in a society that really doesn't appreciate avdus. We live in a free society that we do whatever we want and we just have to follow a few laws here and there, but that's it. And we don't necessarily experience the concept of a melech and of serving the melech. And that is what this bracha is supposed to teach us. A man and a woman can do the same mitzvah, but the difference is that the man is obligated to do the mitzvah. Which in turn makes it more difficult to do it because he feels that shibud and it's not coming out of the goodness of his heart. As opposed to a woman who is not obligated to do the mitzvah and therefore we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that opportunity. That he gave us obligations because obligations are an opportunity. The fact that we are forced, so to speak, to fulfill the mitzvahs, that is true avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we should be appreciating. The message of this bracha is not that a man is more chashiv than a woman. Rather, that a man has more opportunities than a woman does. And that is Shaloi Asani Isha. I have more opportunities, I have more obligations, which enables me to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in more ways. And I appreciate those obligations. They are not obligations, they are opportunities.